Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
One.
Alrighty then.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for RadioLawTalk.com, and here, live in person, is your host, Frederick Penny, in the studio. Good morning, Fred. How are you
today? Good morning,
today?
Cal. What a wonderful morning today. It's supposed to be very hot today, I guess.
I think so.
I was just in another state that was nice and cool, but it's going to be, it's supposed to be. All I know is I look down in Southern California on the beach. What is going to be the temperature? And it's going to be high 70s, low 80s.
I had a friend of mine post to Phoenix yesterday.
Oh, no.
Where the high was supposed to be 116.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's a dry heat. So.
Oh, yeah. That makes it so much easier.
Yes, it's a dry heat.
I think that's the one where you sit in what's called the house all day and do nothing. But anyway, it is August 5th, 2023. We are here in the beautiful West Coast. Welcome to all of our affiliates nationwide. We really appreciate you joining us. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO. Or Denise, it is...
825-529. 7234.
Denise is mad at me today. We love telling our listeners behind the scene what happened, but I've got to tell you this hilarious thing. We're sitting here, and of course we're looking for a job. I guess we could throw out that Denise and I are both looking for paralegals or legal assistants. And out of the blue, I'm not interviewing. Another person in my firm's interviewing for a paralegal. And I get the phone call yesterday, and they said they want the job. And we said, okay, just they have to double-check with me. And I said, yeah, go for it. And they just said on the side, well, and they have an offer from a family law firm, too. And I'm, oh, no big deal. As I pull up today, to the studio, I go in, I thought, family, looking at Denise, I go, is there someone you're trying to offer a job? Sure enough, it's the same person, and we're not going to bring, and the person had no idea, as Todd said, they should have done their homework to see that Denise and I are co-hosts on our show, and Denise is so mad at me. I said, hey, he's ours now. I said, if it doesn't work out, he can come over to your office, Denise.
Yeah, no.
But Denise is looking for more staff, and this is Northern California, and we're always looking for good staff, right?
Absolutely. I need an attorney too.
Here's what's going to crack me up is if this individual knows where he's going to go to work and then has his family. Hey, and the guy does a radio show. Tune in Saturday morning and listen. And just heard that story.
I get a phone call. We get a phone call. I'm not taking that job. It's embarrassing. But we're all family. And Denise, the best part about it is, and Denise is right, she goes, I knew it was you. Just because of, it's like our telepathy or telepathic or
What is that word?
Telepathic.
Telepathic, no, because we are connected.
We have known each other so long, it's almost like we're spouses, but we're not. You know, we know what everyone's doing, everything's happening in each other's life. It's pretty bad, but we love it. And by the way, I love Mike and she loves Kathleen. Our spouses are wonderful spouses. But it's like Denise and I know what everything else is happening in each other's lives. Todd, we really don't care about your life.
I'm like the foster child that we just pawned off on both of you.
You're the illegitimate stepchild.
You do always pay with a out-of-state two-party check.
Two-party out-of-state post-dated check
all the time.
Come on. I give you full payment.
Today we're going to talk about a couple of things. And before we do it, remember, we're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving you legal advice. Seek counsel. We got some, that's interesting things. Triller, not Thriller, right? Triller. And Sony lawsuits, and I don't know what Triller is, but Todd does, but I've learned now what Triller is. We're going to also talk about Rust, the latest legal news there. Reese Witherspoon, one of my all-time favorites, Reese Witherspoon, I think is just cute as a button and is a great actress and is getting a divorce. And Denise is going to talk about that. And also the Prime Minister, Trudeau, of Canada is getting a divorce. And so Denise is going to bring...
How did that happen?
I think they just said... I think, Cal, they just said, I want a divorce. I think that's what happened.
Well, his dad did the same thing. That's what's so weird.
There you go. They said, I want a divorce.
Dad divorced his mommy while he was PM as well.
Well, there you go. Oh, wow. You become prime minister. That's what you do. Lori Vallow. Oh, my gosh. This is, you talk about interesting. I don't know, Denise and Todd, if you listened to that or saw that. I watched it live. Oh, my heavens. My dead children that I hacked up are talking to me, and they said everything's fine, and I forgive you, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, okie dokie, let's move on.
Is that a messianic? She's not being messianic there. That's not a messianic complex.
I don't know what she is, but all I know is we're going to tell you what the judge said about it, and it's kind of interesting. It is. Lens Crafters has got to have to write some big... checks in a lawsuit. We're going to discuss that. We've got the Idaho murder suspect of those college students. It's sad. And there's some very interesting things about that. First of all, it was kind of the home where they were murdered was an area that a lot of people came to. Apparently it was like a frat house, fraternity house or something. Or if it wasn't, it was similar.
It was off-campus housing.
Right.
And it was co-ed.
Yeah, but then it also had, like, a code just to get into the house. It wasn't, like, locked. I think they had, like, a code to get in, or I don't know.
I brought beer. Oh, you're in. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
And the password is.
What's bizarre about this thing is one guy and three women were murdered, and they were all stabbed to death. How do you do that and not wake the others and or... How do you, using a gun, I see, but how does, we're going to figure that out. We're
Maybe
talk
it just
about
depends
that.
On how drunk the other folks were at the time.
You know, if anybody calls in with a plausible answer to how that could be accomplished, I would think that person would be an immediate suspect.
No one's calling in on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is how it happens. First, you have to, wait a second.
Or that could be a police officer investigator.
That could be.
So I guess we don't want to explain why it might happen then. Is that what you're trying to say, Tom?
Yeah, well, you know.
We're also going to talk about Vineyard suing about the smoke when there's fires on their grapes. Now, this I didn't know. Now, I knew that smoke can damage grapes and the flavor, but I didn't know there's a process that you can clean them. Generally speaking, they're going to turn out okay, but they might not. So the vintage might be the smoky vintage. Vintage 1997, smoky vintage, but it's super expensive.
I drank the wine and got lung cancer. How did that happen?
That's exactly right.
Wow.
So that's just a few of the things. We've got about 10 other cases we're going to discuss, but that's what's going on today, and that's why we're excited to be here today, because we have nothing better to do but do that. Let me tell you a couple of quick things that I did. We talk about what we did. I was in another state yesterday, and I was back yesterday. And you guys know I was in San Francisco the other day. And by the way, I'm just sorry, but I'm not a San Francisco fan. I just am not a fan of San Francisco. But the Presidio was pretty cool. If those of you who don't know, the Presidio is as you go in near the Golden Gate Bridge, you turn off. It's kind of like an island, but yet it's attached, but it's still kind of a little island. It's where the old army base used to be. And the Presidio is it's like the gardens are just beautiful there. So I had a wonderful time with, I'm going to shout out to Column.com. Column is a tech company, and I know some people there, and we just had a wonderful time. And I played golf for the first time in, ready for this? Get ready, Cal.
I'm ready, yeah.
I played golf for the first time in 28 years.
Wow.
Wow.
How'd you do?
Take a guess.
You tanked.
Terrible. Of course I did. Terrible.
It's not a sport you can just pick up after 28 years and do well.
Well, you know what I'm tired of? I'm tired of not doing it when everybody else goes out. And the story goes that my wife's grandfather and father both died on the golf course.
Oh,
and she says, you are not going to do that. And the other thing is, we're going to come back. Let me finish my golf story and come back.
Now stay tuned. Radio Law Talk is continuing right after we take our first break of the big broadcast. Stay tuned. We're just getting started.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books now.
This is Denise Sturks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer? The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that is actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny and Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to pennyandassociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Are you serious?
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
Anyway, Cal, whatever I was talking about is probably not important. People don't care about it. Neither do I. So let's just do case or no case.
All right, here we go. Stand by for...
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Now, today, an opportunity for a 3-point bonus.
Uh-oh.
So players, pay attention. This is a big one. The year was 1951. The Korean conflict was beginning.
Yes.
America was in the burgeoning nuclear age, and World War II had recently ended. And paranoia over security concerns was everywhere. An ABC newsman got word that there was lax security at the Argonne Nuclear Laboratory near Chicago, where the nuclear bomb was developed on the math side. Mm-hmm. He decided to get some friends and try to break in. He thought it would be a great scoop if he could show the nation the military was asleep at the switch. On a winter's evening, he pulled his Cadillac up on a back road, got to a very tall security fence, climbed over to show his audience how sloppy the U.S. guarding of nuclear secrets was, and his jacket hung up on the fence, and a guard saw him and told him to halt. He did. The people in charge of Argonne decided to consider pressing full charges, which could have meant the relatively new on the national scene reporter could be charged with espionage, and, you know, definitely in those days sometimes. He went to his superiors at ABC and the cops. He confessed what he'd done, and the War Department said, we have to decide whether we should press a case on this guy or not. So case or no case, Todd, I'm going to start with you. Case or no case, and if it is a case, and even if it's not, who might have the reporter been? So I go to you. This is a tough one, by the way.
And it was 1951.
1951, yes.
1951.
Yes, sir.
Well, interesting that you would go to me.
Why is that?
I'm going to pull a Denise here.
Oh.
Interesting that you would go to me. Me is spelled M-E. Interesting is I-N-T. I stall for time.
Oh, stretch and vamp.
I thought you were going to say I know this
stretch,
case.
Stretch and stall for time as I try to come up with some answer. Look, I haven't the foggiest idea what... whether this is a case or not a case, so I'm just going to go with it was a case, and let's see, he gets some nominal punishment. It wasn't very big, but he got some nominal punishment. And if you need to know the name of the guy, good heavens, Walter Cronkite.
I was going to say it's not him.
I'll give you a hint. It's a radio guy who also later did television. He was on the bridge.
Orson Welles. I don't know. I'll go with Orson Welles. What that? So Casey gets punished, and we'll stick with Orson Welles because I wouldn't know any other name to guess.
Fair enough. Denise, what say you on this
well,
case?
Well, I'm going to say that this is a scenario but not a case because they didn't bring charges against him because they thought, you know, that it might have been, you know, valid reporting or something like that.
All right. So you're thinking maybe First Amendment protected activity or something like that?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. It's a stretch.
Okay.
I mean, I wasn't born yet, so I'm not sure.
Believe it or not, neither was I.
I know. That's like a stretch.
It's that old. Right?
I should have guessed Cal Hunter. That was who it was. This is autobiographical.
Okay. So no case and obviously no charges.
I think it has to be a very young reporter that had at least had enough. I think Walter Cronkite would not be that type of guy. Just no way. So I'm going to say a radio host. Can I say after Fred?
Sure.
Works for me. Fred, what do you think about this?
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Who was it?
Yeah. Sure, so you can think a little bit. Yeah, I agree with Denise, no case, and it's Walter Cronkite. Go ahead, Denise, who is it?
Okay, I don't know.
I didn't want to give her time. No, I don't think it's a scenario. It's not a case, though. I mean, there's no charges brought, but the only one during that time I'd have to say is Walter Cronkite. That's what I'm going to say.
I don't know how old Peter Jennings is.
So he's not that old.
And he was Canadian also, Peter Jennings was, which is interesting enough.
Oh, yeah, that would be.
He'd have to be in his 20s when he's 1951.
Okay.
I mean, he'd have to be
I'm
born
gonna
in
I'm
going to
say Wolfman Jack.
Okay.
All right, good one. That's a good one.
All right.
If you got the curves, I got the angles. Okay, so Here's the thing. The War Department, it wasn't Department of Defense then, it was the War Department, chastised the reporter and ABC immensely and decided that filing a case against a very young and very popular Paul Arendt, anyone who know who's
Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey, correct.
Oh, my gosh. I almost said that.
Yeah, it was not a good idea, and he was warned, and he was humbled, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is
that's a good one,
case or no case. So there you go. Thank you.
That was a good one. So it was Paul Harvey.
Yes, good day. Yes.
That is freaking awesome. Have you ever met him, Cal, by the way?
I have, yes.
Because I know you were in the big in TV and radio. But
he also mentioned my name once on the air.
Can you tell us the story of how you met him?
That's Association of Broadcasters meeting. He was speaking. And, you know, I admit it, I was a fanboy. I loved the way Paul Harvey used his voice. These pauses
wonderful.
And just the best. And he made ABC, and this is prime, $25 million a year or so in that time. That was huge. So I went up and said, Mr. Harvey, and he shook my hand and said, you can call me Paul Son. That was it. It was very simple.
Mr. Harvey!
Well, you know, he was great in his time, and
wow.
And apparently quite energetic in the old days. But he said, when I heard that story, he said, I learned the lesson about being a good journalist and not making the story about me. Tell other people's stories, not mine. And
that's great.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I really like that
That's
one.
A good one. I'm going to say that's probably one of the best case or no cases.
Yeah.
I'd say it's the number one case or no case this year, for sure.
All right. Well, I'll put it on my ranker. As
all right. Number one. And then we come back, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, including Triller and Rust. And then we're going from there.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on many wonderful radio stations coast to coast. And we thank each one of them. Some of you choose to listen at RadioLawTalk.com. And still others delay it and play the program at your convenience. And you can do that also at RadioLawTalk.com at no charge. We appreciate the listening no matter how. Thank you.
Radio Law Talk. And RadioLawTalk.com. You found Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Okay. Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take your car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Uh-huh. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you with your shop. Well, come on.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
USA News update. A manhunt is underway in Florida after two police officers were shot during a traffic stop.
Orlando Police Chief Eric Smith says the officer stopped a vehicle that had been carjacked when the suspect opened fire in downtown Orlando last night.
Officers were investigating a vehicle wanted for a homicide in Miami. During the stop, the suspect shot two of our officers.
Smith says the suspect then carjacked another vehicle and fled the scene.
That's Brad Siegel reporting. Former President Trump appeared at a Republican Party dinner in Alabama last night, one day after being arraigned on federal criminal charges related to the 2020 election.
The fake charges put forth in their sham indictment are an outrageous criminalization of political speech. That's all it is.
He accused the Biden administration of interfering with his campaign. Trump on Thursday pleaded not guilty to criminal charges for his alleged role and trying to stay in power following the 2020 election. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Extend your life.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Alrighty then.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Alrighty then. That was Jim Carrey in, hold on, in the Bat Guava. There, what's the bat? Alrighty then. The movie he's in about, they're trying to find the...
Ace Ventura.
Is that Ace Ventura? I think that's what I think it is. All righty then. Okay, Todd, tell us what Thriller is. Explain what Thriller is.
When you first hear it, you think, Thriller. Because it's Thriller and Sony Music. Didn't Sony buy the Michael Jackson catalog?
They did.
And so you think Thriller. This has nothing to do with Michael Jackson. Thriller is a website. People are familiar with TikTok. You make videos. And when you make a video on TikTok, they have a bunch of music for which TikTok already has licensing agreements. And then you can go ahead and upload your video. If you ever upload one using your own music and they come back and they say the sound has been removed, it's probably because you uploaded a song for which TikTok didn't have a license agreement. And Thriller is the same service. Thriller lets you make longer videos with songs for which they had the licensing agreement with Sony Music, among others. Well, Thriller stopped paying the licensing fees. And they stopped paying the licensing fees, when was it? Around 2016, they stopped paying the licensing fees. And there was no lawsuit filed until Thriller announced that they had secured up to $300 million in funding. So, you know, Sony's like, well, hold on a second. Hold the phone here, Leon. If you just raised $300 million in funding, I get that you're not paying those licensing fees because maybe times are tough until then, but $300 million is like a lot of money. They sued him, and that suit just settled. The terms of the suit not disclosed, and both Sony Music and Triller refused to comment on it, but that lawsuit has been settled, and what you look for in this is to see what's the ripple effect going to be. Has this been holding up the release of certain songs for people to make videos to on Triller and other outlets like TikTok, Instagram, or anything like that? And we'll see if it opens up the catalog for other users. But that suit's been settled.
The Rust armor, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, those of you who are following Rust with us, is being prosecuted. A civil case, but a criminal case against her in New Mexico. And she, and by the way, the prosecutors, we went over this, I think, last week or the week before, have laid out a few things in their arguments. Number one, they're trying to claim that she was hung over at the time of this incident, this tragic incident. That's where the movie producer or director was shot, and also the camera woman was shot and killed. But what they brought is what's called a motion to dismiss, and the courts held that no, you can't dismiss it. There is probable cause here, but in order to dismiss, generally speaking, in New Mexico, there has to be an exceptional, actual and substantial prejudice against Ms. Reed, and the exceptional remedy, exceptional remedy would have been to dismiss, because they're asking to dismiss, which is a massive remedy. It's not like, okay, can we move venue or make sure that stuff doesn't come in, but the remedy is so drastic of dropping it, the judge says, no, we're not going to do that. There's no actual substantial prejudice that they saw for bringing this information out. Because obviously the defense argues, because the prosecutors have brought that out, that it's tainted the jury pool. And so if that's the case, then maybe you can move, one remedy is to move the case, right?
Yeah, I could see why the judge would say this is premature as well, because they haven't even had the preliminary hearing yet. Now, if the DA made a statement, and certainly if it was true and there were facts that were brought out that showed that she was hungover, that actually supports the charge, because she's not in the right mind and her mental capacity isn't what it should be, even though she's performing a very dangerous job, right? So as it stands right now, if she was hung over at the time turns out to be something that is wholly unsupported by any evidence, they may have a better shot at this motion dismissed, because the prosecution was making those statements that they got out. But I think those statements may have also been in the indictment itself or the complaint itself.
Well, that's what it was.
Well,
yeah.
If it was in the complaint, look, okay, we allege this and we can prove it. And if they hold the preliminary hearing and they have witnesses come in to say, oh, yeah, we were drinking a lot, smoking, doing whatever, and the next morning she said, oh, man, I'm so hungover. If that evidence comes out the preliminary hearing, it doesn't taint a jury pool that evidence in the case came out in a hearing that's a public hearing.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure I'm super comfortable, Denise. Would you be seeing that your person in the armor in charge of all the guns is out the night before? I'm not saying this happened, but allegedly out the night before partying and getting drunk. I'd be going,
I don't know. I think that would depend on the person.
And if she sniffs the wrong powder, the gunpowder up there, oh, boy. The implications could be lethal, Todd. Boom.
Could be.
Never mind. Just thinking out loud.
That reminds me of Project Runway. The loser this week had like 5 shots of tequila before they had their last final project, before the Project Runway.
No.
Is this the Tyra Banks show?
No, it was formerly the German model.
Heidi Klum?
Yes, it was formerly her show, but now it's a different people are involved.
But it's about models competing to...
No, it's not. It's about... I'm totally wrong. It's about people that create
fashion
clothing.
Designers. Design
right.
Clothes.
Yeah.
Fashion design.
Fashion design, and they're trying to get, like a big contract and have their own, show... Fashion show and that kind of stuff.
Wow.
Haven't seen one of those shows since the days I was married over a decade ago.
So, Todd, maybe you and I should start watching.
Oh,
is
no.
Is
no.
it really interesting?
No.
It's actually really fun to watch. And
does Mike watch it with you?
Yeah, he has, but he doesn't do it often. He has to be like kind of desperate for something.
Or tired.
Now, have you noticed any...
Yeah, he falls asleep on the couch.
Have you noticed any pattern that on the occasions that he watches the show with you, within 24 hours, there's usually a request for a favor or to do something that would not normally happen, like a large purchase. You would normally say no to it. But, you know, he did watch Project Runway with me. And any correlation there?
No.
Okay. All right.
Nope.
My wife is a huge fan of that show. Makes me crazy, but she loves it, and I'm glad she does.
I have to tell you, it's really fun to watch.
Is it on, like, normal, or is it HBO, or is it on...
I think it's on normal TV.
Bravo, one of those. One of those.
Yeah, it could be Bravo, but I think it's E or something like that, or I or something. I don't
Look,
know.
Just to all those folks, if somebody is forcing you in your relationship to watch that show with them, then you need to tune into Project Runaway. And,
or what you could do
to the hills.
Is try to, like Todd laid out, try to get something out of it.
Well, Project, what, Todd, did you say?
Project Runaway.
Okay, good one. All right.
Project Runaway. Wasn't that what your wife, isn't that what your wife did?
Yeah, absolutely. Why do you think I'm so familiar with the show?
You know, you notice I'm not going on next year. I'm just letting that one sink
just,
in.
Just let it go.
Sink in. I'm just letting it sink in so people know what's going on. All right, let's move on and talk about...
Oh, this next one is kind of apropos.
All I got to say is I think I am a fan of Reese Witherspoon. I always have been. I think she's a great actress. I think she's cute as a button, but of course that's, you know.
She's very talented. She helps to direct and produce. She has her own company. I mean, really, she is she's top of her game.
She's living the dream, right? Yeah.
Now, originally she married a guy, another actor, and they had two children together.
Ryan Phillippe,
that's right. And
he's Canadian, right?
I don't know. But I know they married, they have two children, and then she remarried this new guy. His name is what? Who's the guy?
Jeff Toth.
Toth, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's actually an actor and producer, too. No? What's
no, I think, isn't he an athlete?
No. I think he's an actor producer. I know he's on. I looked him up this morning. Someone look him up. But I think he's an actor producer, and they have one child together. But an interesting difference between the first divorce and the second divorce of how Reese handled it, and I think it's the smart way. And when we come back, we're going to talk more detail about it. And Reese, my Instagram is FrederickPenny1. Please follow me.
Todd's offered no counseling services this time, Fred. Stay tuned as Radio Lockdown continues here on the big broadcast. We've got much more coming your way, and it's free on many great radio stations coast to coast and always available at RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Showtime.
Oh, come on.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
We were talking about a couple of divorces. We're going to talk about Reese Witherspoon's divorce and what she and her new husband, Toth, did that was different than the first divorce and how she said it was much nicer, and then Denise will get into also.
No, her first divorce was horrible for
her.
That's
what I'm saying. The difference between this latest one, why it was much better than the first one. The narrative, she controlled more than the first one. But go ahead and explain it.
Well, what happened is she was a public persona during her first divorce, and, you know, people would write about her and say this is how she's feeling, and this is what's happening in their relationship, and she didn't have control over anything that was put out there publicly. And so she just really was upset. And this time, and she'd been married to Jim Toth for well over 10 years. I think it was like 15. And what happened this time is she wanted to get in front of it. And her and Jim decided that they were going to let her get in front of it. So they both came out with a joint decision and expressed that they had settled things. They don't describe the settlement, but one thing they said, and this is always the key to a good divorce, if there is such a thing, and that is they put their child first. And I tell everybody that I ever meet with, if they have children, put your children first. Keep the best interests of your children at heart, because that is what's important. Everything else is just about things. You know, now I say also your pets. I'm sorry, I put pets with children just because they're family too. So anyway, that's it. They put their child first. They kept it, the the publicity down, and I think this is the right way if you're going to split publicly and in the public eye. That's the way to do it.
Well, I think I'm going to, I appreciate Denise, but I'm going to respectfully disagree. I'm going to have to say that. I think who you should put first is the mother-in-law.
The mother-in-law? The mother.
What does that mean?
You should put the mother-in-law first. She should always come first.
Ooh, my mom would love to hear that one.
Put the mother-in-law first in the divorce or put the mother-in-law first when you first get married?
Oh, all the above.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
So, oh, boy.
You have a good relationship with your mother-in-law?
Well, she's passed away, but yeah. I think
that means it's great, right?
Never been better, just like mine.
I think that joke went over like a lead balloon, didn't it? I thought everyone would be going, everyone's like, what? Everyone took me seriously. Like, what? Why would the mother-in-law come first? What? Okay, let me redo it. Let's back up. Ready, Cal? Denise?
Here we go. Yeah, okay.
I'm going to respectfully disagree with you. I think you should put the father-in-law first.
Okay.
Yep, the father, that's me.
I tell you what.
Anyway, but here's the thing about that is the first one, like you said, it went crazy in the tabloids, right?
Yes.
And this one, they've agreed that also in the agreement, and apparently, Denise, you can explain it, there's an agreement they write out, a divorce decree.
It's
or
like
whatever.
A marital settlement agreement.
Right, settlement
and then
agreement.
Parts of their judgment.
And let me tell you a couple of important things in it. The one thing is they cannot disparage each other. I thought, oh, well, that's what if they say it? I was like, to the child. So the child, neither side can say anything disparaging about the other spouse or the other spouse's family. So in other words, your wife, okay, you can't say anything bad about me or my family to my child.
Right, or in the presence of your child.
Right.
It doesn't have to be
a
direct statement
right,
to the child.
Right, to the child. Yeah. And so that, which is a big issue in divorces, huh, Denise? I mean,
it can be.
They pitch, and I know a couple of people, it's bitter for 20 years, and the kids were put in the middle. I know a kid, this is absolutely, and I'm not jumping on one person's side or another, but one was clearly more psycho than the other, in my opinion, as I watched it. The poor boy, his dental work was not taken care of.
Oh, no.
Because this mother, sometimes it's dad too, said, no, I'm not going to pay for it. You know, you pay for it. Well, in the agreement, he's supposed to pay, I mean, she's supposed to pay for half of it, and she wouldn't do it. And so, finally, the dad just said, forget it, I'm just going to pay for it. And he ended up paying for all the kids' dental, even though the court ordered, it's something to that effect.
Yeah, but he can always seek reimbursement for half.
Yeah, but my point is that's a typical example of not putting the child first.
I agree. So, I totally agree. You should never, this is the truth.
Right.
You should never do anything that's going to harm the welfare of that child and utilize that child in a manipulative war against the ex-spouse.
And
it shouldn't be done.
And I don't know how you're going next, but I want to finish up on this point. And without getting into details, this is those four children of theirs were very, very close with my four children. Very close. Like, and they're almost all the same age, and they're cousins. Okay, I'm going to say they're cousins, and they love each other. And we flew in, I'll never forget this, and it was Halloween, and she had custody for that holiday, and the kids were begging just to see each other. And they don't have to just to see each other. Nope. Not allowed.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So,
I mean, the point, in California, there's kind of four factors. There's health, safety, welfare. There's domestic violence. There's, you know, if a parent has some kind of impairment. But the last factor is a public policy, and it's an important one. It's frequent and continuing contact between the child and healthy family members.
Right, right.
You know, if they have bonds with their cousins, that should be kept up. That's really one of the most important things. Every child needs their village. I know that sounds like Hillary Clinton, but
no,
the truth is every child needs their village.
And I agree with you. So here, okay, ready for Fred? Everybody knows Everybody knows my personality. Fred Penny is not going to take no. There's no way Fred Penny is going to take no on that. And I didn't like it.
So you went out and looked at, you went out and found them?
I found where they were trick-or-treating. Ready for this? This was great. This was awesome. And I brought my kids, my kids were age probably, I think the oldest was 12 down to, it was 4. And I found them and happened to run into them and the cousins were like, whoa! They're all hugging each other, kissing. And the scathing look at me. Oh! And guess what I did? I walked over and said, oh, I won't say her name. I went and hugged her. I just made her so uncomfortable. I was so happy to make her uncomfortable. Boy, this is my therapy session. Sorry, here we go. but it just irritated me so bad, Denise, that she would put those children, which by the way, we didn't even want to get, you don't have to come, just let them just say hi to each other.
Right.
And they love seeing one of those cousins. And by the way, to this day, and they're all married with 3, 4, 5 kids, they're still buddies, the cousins.
I'm really close to my cousins, too.
So.
There's something about cousins, I'm just telling you.
But still, don't act that way, people. Yeah. Don't act that way. Okay, Todd,
I was going to ask you, Denise, is there a definition of what the word disparaging means? It's not just something that would be defamatory. It's bad about you, but it's not true. It can be disparaging if you're saying something that, even if it's true, you don't say it in front
right.
of the other
person. Holding the other person out as in a bad light.
Yeah.
It's literally that, just holding them out in a bad light. It doesn't have anything to do with defamation. It doesn't mean if it's true or if it's false. There are certain subject matters that are adult matters. They don't get discussed with children. Let children be children. Because sometimes in this divorce process, children get what's called parentified, where they become the parent. They start taking care of their parent and their parent emotional needs. And that's wrong.
So I'm thinking of a situation like this. Let's say kid is with mom. It's dad's week for visitation. Kid's looking forward to seeing dad. Dad calls mom and says, hey, I'm not going to be there. I can't take him this weekend. My new girlfriend and I are going for a vacation to Mexico. Now the kid's like, how come dad's not here? Why won't he be here? And that makes it difficult for the mom, doesn't it?
It always does.
Because you can't say, well, he just had other plans. But you run that risk, though. He couldn't be here because he's on vacation with the new model that or whatever, she can't be honest with her son.
That's the biggest thing. You don't ever guarantee the visitation is going to occur. Number one, as a custodial parent, you don't guarantee that other parent's going to have visitation because you can't guarantee that. And number two, if the other parent has different priorities, you also don't point that out to the children.
Right.
Because
right.
that makes the children less. Remember, your children are half yours and half your spouse's.
Right.
They're half of each of you, so it hurts half of them.
Well, good that Reese Witherspoon has worked it out, and there's some other details on it we won't go into. Well, join us hour two. We're going to have a good time.
Hour number one of Radio Law Talks is in the history books. Hour two is coming up, and then, of course, logically followed by hour three. So we'll start at 6 minutes after next hour right here on RadioLawTalk.com and on many great local radio stations. This is Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time.
That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.